Good afternoon, and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your dreadlock connoisseur. And today, we're trying a Campo Viejo Rioja Reserva. So the Reserva, every time you talk about the Reserva, these are the reserve grapes that they hold on to make a special selection that goes out. I'm really into the actual Rioja, because the Rioja is actually the Tempranillo wine or grape. Tempranillo, really, really love that wine. The Rioja is the area in Spain, because this is a Spanish wine. So when you go to these regions in Europe, like we've discussed before, the actual wine is named for the region, but the actual grape is Tempranillo. So these Tempranillos are really kind of temperamental. So I really like these. They're similar, if you really haven't had one of these, look into a Sangiovese, and or if not, Chianti. But the Chianti is a little more a little complex and a little more different with the Sangiovese mixed in with like any other things. But I love a straight Sangiovese and I love a straight Tempranillo. But sometimes I like to try the Rioja, especially the Reserve. So this is a Campo Viejo. And what I wanted to try with this is because, again, this is very tannic. It's very tannic. So I love really tannic wines. Anything that has those tannins that you can feel, not taste, but feel. So this one really has like blackberries, some really dark cherries in that way. Slightly smoky, but look at the deepness. That's how dark inky this is. When I tried it when I was young, it was pretty bright. Still dark cherries or things in that manner. They have basically a great balance of plums and black currant. Again, I'm not a fan of currant, so I couldn't really tell you anything about them. Plum-wise, I can go with a plum. But I've had some other wines that has better plum flavor. This one that I drunk right now isn't. But let's get an aroma. So, that cherries, you know, really, really ripe cherries. That's really, you know, you can smell in that way. So you got some ripe cherries right there. Not thick cherries, but kind of ripe cherries. So you'll have those. So good aroma, a little woodsy. I was gonna say smoky, but a little more wood-like. Knock on wood, woodsy. And kind of smell to that, but pretty good, really pretty good. So that's your aroma there. Again, like I said, let's go to it. It's in the Rioja region, so take a look at that. It's right there. If you kind of look at it, that's where that region is from, but you can see the different areas where the Rioja is at, kind of from, and the Tempranillo is actually being grown in those areas, so that's really where that is. So let's take a taste. So kind of those blackberries, you can say those cherries. I kind of have the aroma of the cherries more than the taste. Definitely not the plum on this one. They said plum, but I don't taste the plum. I taste the blackberry, the woodsy too. So I'm getting some wood taste too. Almost like wood chips, But you know, when you have like a barbecue and those wood chips is there, and the meat and everything takes in a couple of that woodsy kind of taste. That's what it is. This adds it from right there. So pretty good. I like it really young out of the bottle though. This set for a couple of days, so it's starting to get more acidic. Primarily when I was drinking it before, it wasn't as acidic, really tannic, like I enjoy. And the actual flavors and the fruit was really up front. Now the fruit is going behind. So always remember, you want to enjoy that wine. Some of them are young and you can sit there, but if you want the complexities, let it sit a while longer, let it age a bit. I let it open up, you know, I let it sit there, let it open up. So whatever was greeting me, I was able to have it from there. So this is the Campo Viejo Rioja Reserva from the Rioja region. And that's what we have, Urban Wine Life. And thank you for the time. And catch me at urbanwinelife.com. Or catch me on my Twitter, which is Dreadlock Wines. Thank you. Have a good day.